As we enter into our time of prayer, I'd like to lift up quite a few joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout this past week. Our first joy, many of you may have seen on Facebook that last Sunday, Daniel Hogan was baptized in his backyard. We celebrate with Danny and his parents, Mark and Sarah Hogan, and his big sister, Katie. And we certainly look forward to the day we can welcome them and promise our love, support, and care to them in person. But for now, we certainly welcome them in spirit and surround them with our prayers from afar. A few birthdays to lift up as well. John Hendricks will celebrate a birthday on the 21st. Edna McGinley celebrated a birthday on the 13th. And Jared Sands celebrated a birthday on the 16th. A few concerns to share. For Irene Brumel, cousin of Patty Thomas, who had surgery this past week for a brain tumor. Prayers for healing and for comfort as she recovers and awaits results. Continued prayers of healing for Ricky Sands as she deals with some bumps along the road to recovery following a recent surgery. We keep in our prayers the family of Bob Sakaitis, who passed away last Saturday and whose life was celebrated this past Friday. We keep in our prayers especially his wife Betty and his children and grandchildren. We also keep in our prayers the family and loved ones of Ken Ehrlich, who also passed away on the 11th. Prayers for Jean Beggs, who is recuperating at home following a surgery, and continued prayers for Alan Johnston, for strength and for healing. God, hear our prayers. Even as we take time to sit in quietness, our thoughts are so often far from quiet. We are wrestling, O God, with doubts and with fears. We are looking for answers. We are hoping for hope. We are seeking strength. We are hungry for healing, for rest, for justice, for answers. God, we pray for all whom we lifted up today. We pray for those who are ill. We ask, O God, that you might surround them with your strong, healing presence. Grant wisdom to those who need answers to difficult questions. Grant hope to those who despair. Friendship to those who feel lonely. Most of all, O Lord, may we know and feel and recognize your love. You know, O God, each and every hair on our head. You count each beat of our heart. You knit us together and hem us in. You know our getting up and our lying down. You are familiar with all our ways. There is no place we can hide from you. You were there at our beginning, and you will be there with us to the end. May we not lose sight of your constant care. We look to you, O God, to be present in our communities and in our world. Continue to show us how we at St. John's can be a part of your work. Teach us how we can grow in our faith and become more and more like Christ. Even from a distance, O God, we gather all our prayers together, the spoken and the unspoken, and we offer them up to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
I for sure know that God is in this place. I don't know where you are right now as you're listening to this worship service, but I can assure you God is in your place as well, and will be with you wherever you go throughout this day and the days to come. May knowledge of that give you strength beyond your own. May it empower you to live without fear. Or if not without fear, with less fear, and certainly with hope. Hold on to that. And as you go out into the world, may you go forth in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with peace now and always. Amen.